Fantastic!
Listening to WGXC Acra Hudson, Catskill 90.7 FM.
Welcome to the video rental store in your mind.
Looking for something to watch, but feeling overwhelmed by all the options?
Feeling unsatisfied with all the boring, restrictive categories like romance and drama or horror?
Tune in to Dim the Lights with Jenny and Amanda every second and fourth Tuesday at 7 p.m. and get turned on to movie genres like eco-horror,
unsettling kids' movies,
alien boyfriends,
creepy therapy.
Start listening so you can start watching today.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-eyes into here's-how-you-cans. Visit DedicatedPresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Bindlestiff Family Circus of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Welcome to Forgotten Geek Presents One Hitters on WGXE 90.7 FM, Acra, Catskill, Hudson. Corey McCaslin here with less recalled one-hit wonders of yesteryear and covers of the better-remembered hits. We'll also be doing some catch-up on Geek Speak, so let's get right into that. Finally realizing that ViacomCBS doesn't roll off the tongue that well, the media conglomerate announced that as of this month, they're now going by the more recognized brand name, Paramount. The announcement of this year's trio of Oscar hosts, Amy Schumer, Regina Hall, and Wanda Sykes, also brought with it an unfolding disaster as the Academy announced a new fan-voted category. Twitter users will be able to vote up to 20 times per day for their favorite film of 2021 by tweeting the film title with the hashtags Oscars Fan Favorite and Sweepstakes up to March 3rd to be revealed at the ceremony on March 27th. Initially, it looked like they were getting what they were expecting, a Valve to release all the butthurt over Spider-Man Far From Home's snub. It was never going to happen, people. Black Panther's nom for it was for its various achievements. And Joker was because, well, this is the same body that gave Green Book Best Film several years after two Oscars So White campaigns. Quickly, however, the troll vote, even the most casual film Twitter followers were expecting, came as an attempted hijack by the Snyder Bros for Justice League went nowhere because of ineligibility, followed by a surge for the little-seen but well-reviewed Johnny Depp indie Minamata. And as it stands now, the pack is being led by the very poorly reviewed musical Cinderella from Amazon. Mr. Anderson, you have been served. The Wall Street Journal and Variety separately broke down that Village Roadshow is filing a suit against Warner Brothers, alleging sabotage of The Matrix Resurrection's theatrical release to prop up HBO Max subscriptions, claiming there was no notification or consultation of the divisive Forquel's day and date release. For the record, I really liked it. Along with feeling it facilitated piracy, they also claim they can't make their contractually obligated payment to Warners, thus putting them at risk of losing rights to the film. They also allege the studio is seeking to deprive them over the rights to other films, including Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and Edge of Tomorrow, with documentation for the latter stating Warners is moving forward with a TV show without their involvement. Form of a streaming original and a puddle of water. Deadline reports Black Adam screenwriter Adam Zistkiel has been tapped to write and direct a live-action Wonder Twins movie for HBO Max, bringing back the iconic trio of Zan, Jaina, and Gleek. Well, they were better than Wendy, Marvin, and Wonder Dog. John Cena will continue bringing peace to the world no matter how many men, women, and children he has to kill. As James Gunn tweeted, Peacemaker has been renewed for a second season. On top of previously telling Deadline's Hero Nation podcast, he's developing another Suicide Squad adjacent series that'll be more dramatic. Switching over to the cinematic universe that made him a blockbuster filmmaker, Gunn also said that Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 will also be much darker and a true finale for this incarnation of the intergalactic misfits. Russell Crowe will take part in Kraven's First Hunt, as The Hollywood Reporter broke the Aussie will play an unknown role opposite Aaron Taylor-Johnson in Sony's third Spidey spinoff, marking his third appearance in Cape's movies after playing Daddy to the Man of Steel and Papa Zeus in the upcoming Thor: God of Thunder. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle villains and miscreants not in a half-shell villain power. At their investor meeting, Paramount Plus announced a 2023 scheduled start for a series of spin-off movies focusing on the arch-enemies of the quartet. These will be unrelated to the developing Colin Jost-penned live-action film or Seth Rogen's upcoming CG animated series reboot. At the same event, it was also announced Idris Elba will carry on voicing the titular Echidna in a live-action/CGI Knuckles series for Paramount Plus, spinning off from the recent Sonic sequel. Collider reports Sonic movie production company DJ2 Entertainment has closed a first-look deal with Amazon that's expected to include their developing series adaptations of Life is Strange and Disco Elysium. This might also include a recently reported by Variety adaptation of last year's acclaimed Game Awards winner It Takes Two, the two-player-only story of a virgin-on-divorce couple forced to overcome their fractured relationship after being turned into living dolls and plunged into a fantastical world. While the Mortal Kombat movie reboot might not have been a flawless victory, its success has led to the green light for a sequel. Deadline broke that New Line has brought in Moon Knight head writer / Umbrella Academy developer Jeremy Slater to pin the next journey to Outworld. Prior Combat scribe Greg Russo, already working on adapting Saints Row and somehow turning Space Invaders into a movie, has also been tapped to write and direct Binge.com's developing live-action series adaptation of groundbreaking game franchise System Shock. As Uncharted heads towards worldwide box office success in spite of universally negative reviews, Helmer Ruben Fleischer told Digital Trends he'll be staying in Naughty Dog's yard for an adaptation of Jack and Dexter. Our first set begins with the non-toxic pro-war song of the year, in that it's more a support the troops message versus the other, which I'm holding off on for a potential answer songs installment or special, as that one's vicious attacks on conscientious objectors received nearly a dozen responses fighting back, including one by freaking Dick Clark. That's for another day, though. Now here's Senate Minority Leader Everett McKinley Dirksen with Gallant Men.
Down through the years, there have been men, brave, gallant men, who have died that others might be free. And even now, they do it still. Brave, gallant men, know that someone must, and so they will. Gallant men have built us a nation, passed us a torch of flame. Let us hold it high and light up the sky with praise of our gallant men. Tyrants must know, now, just as then, they cannot stand, not as long as there are gallant men.
Answer Senator McKinley's hit record, and George, you have a word here?
All right, Senator, this one's for the Democrats, so let's really hear it.
All right, I think I'm about as ready as I'm ever going to be.
Okay, stand by. This is Wild Thing, take 72. Senator?
Wild Thing, you make my heart sing. You make everything groovy. Wild Thing. A Wild Thing, I think I love you. But I want to know for sure. Come on and hold me tight. I love you, yes. How's that, guys? Is that about
pretty
it?
Close, Senator. A little less stuttering, please. All right. A little more of a liberal interpretation, Senator. Can you do that? And watch the pronunciation of the word heart.
Wild Thing.
That's perfect, Senator. Lay it on him now.
You make my heart sing.
It's really coming along, Senator.
You make everything groovy. Yes. Wild Thing. All right, Teddy on the ocarina. Let's go. Tempo, Teddy, tempo.
Senator, we're gonna have to get these kids out of the studio.
Sorry, Ethel, you wanna... The kids are stepping on the musicians, Ethel. Get them out of the recording studio now, I think. Yeah. Eunice, a little more tempo there, please.
Senator, do you feel comfortable now?
I certainly do,
okay,
yes.
Just stand by. We're coming up to you now.
A Wild Thing, I think you move me.
That's beautiful, Senator. The kids will love it.
But I want to know for sure.
That's it. Bear down.
Come on and hold me tight.
A little more Boston soul, Senator.
You move me, yes.
All right, Senator, now let's get a big finish here now.
All right,
when you get the group going.
Whole family now.
Yes, when you get them, when, okay. Get them going.
All right.
Here comes the good stuff, Senator, so really get into it. Just think of the words. Here it comes. Stand by. Ready, and...
Oh, come on, wild thing.
Not so ruthless, Senator.
You make my heart sing.
That's it. Snap your fingers, Senator.
All right.
That's
come
it.
Back to New York, wild thing.
That's it.
Press ahead, wild thing. Think young, wild thing.
Set started with Senator Everett McKinley Dirksen's Gallant Men, co-written by news personality Charles Osgood and composer-conductor John Kakavas. It peaked on January 21st at number 29. After that came a good-natured response by Bill Minkin and the Hardly Worth It Players as Senator Bobby, covering Wild Thing, which got to number 20 on February 4th. We concluded with Davy Allen and the Arrows' Blues Theme, which peaked on Billboard at number 37 on September 23rd. Amazon's going to further rub in the lack of coolness about our actual near-cyberpunk dystopia with another visit to the film of the genre. Deadline reporting development has begun on the series Blade Runner 2099, produced by Ridley Scott and Shining Girl's Silka Luisa. All those who gave previous Blade Runner helmer Denis Villeneuve the patient benefit of the doubt regarding lack of focus on or presence of some characters in Dune Part 1 will be repaid, as while speaking to Empire, the best direction snub director said Part 2 will go deeper into House Harkonnen and bring in Fade Rotha. One familiar face back, a new coming to a galaxy far, far away. Anthony Daniels reported on Instagram he's doing mocap as 3PO for an unnamed project, speculated to be the animated A Droid Story, though I wouldn't rule out appearances in May's Obi-Wan miniseries, Andor or Ahsoka. As for the latter, Mary Elizabeth Winstead is joining the former Togruta Padawan in an unknown role. The Trekverse continues to grow in old and new ways. Quickly after it was confirmed by Patrick Stewart and Kiva Goldsman in SFX magazine that Picard will end with its third season, Deadline broke that Absentia co-creator Gaia Viola is developing the rumored Starfleet Academy series, and the long-discussed Section 31 series focusing on Michelle Yeoh's Giorgio is expected to finally come out from cover. Finally, the questions over what the next theatrical installment will entail have been settled, as at the Paramount investor meeting, J.J. Abrams announced he's getting the Kelvinverse back band back together for a fourth installment in his series. Chris Pine et al. Expected to begin shooting by year's end under the direction of WandaVision's Matt Shockman. A new generation will be hoping their next leap is The One Home, as NBC has greenlit a pilot for a long-overdue revival of Quantum Leap. In the chamber will be creator Don Bellisario and original series co-narrator Deborah Pratt, executive producing, alongside La Brea co-showrunner Stephen Lillian and Brian Winbrandt, Blindspot creator Martin Garrow, and director Helen Shaver. It'll focus on a new team restarting the project 30 years after Sam Beckett's disappearance in the hopes of understanding his life's work and ultimate fate. And while former lead Scott Bakula isn't attached yet, it's expected he'll return in some way should the pilot get a pickup. At Fox's TCA panel, Noah Hawley gave some details regarding his serialization of Aliens, revealing it'll take place at the end of this century and thus presumably follow on from Prometheus. This could have been us, HBO Max, but your parent company screwed the Baragon. Legendary is taking their next expansion of the MonsterVerse from the recent Godzilla movies to Apple TV Plus for an untitled series set after the 2014 opening installment. Show run by Sliders and Enterprise vet Chris Black and created and written by acclaimed comic author Matt Fraction, it's said to focus on a family investigating their frightening new world and their connection to the Monarch organization. Surprise sequel, not remake, reveal time. Variety reports Bill Nighy will take over the role originated by David Bowie in the original adaptation of Walter Tevis's The Man Who Fell to Earth. The new Showtime series was previously assumed to be a modern reimagining, but will actually concern Chiwetel Ejiofor's new alien Faraday being summoned by his predecessor Newton to help complete his original mission. Oh look, a rare example of let's remake a failed property and try to improve it has appeared. Producers John Davis and John Vox confirmed to Collider a sequel series to 90s flop Waterworld is in development, with 10 Cloverfield Lane and upcoming Predator prequel Skull's Helmer Dan Trachtenberg attached in that capacity. Perhaps playing a part in this is the fun fact that in spite of the original's poor but not as bad as originally stated reputation, one of Universal Studios' most consistently popular park attractions has been the Waterworld stunt show. Perhaps finally realizing dramatizations of acclaimed documentaries like Welcome to Marwen and The Walk aren't a good avenue to continue down. Poorly readapting a Roald Dahl classic probably hasn't helped either. Robert Zemeckis is getting back with a proven team of collaborators. Deadline broke that the Back to the Future and Death Becomes Her auteur will reunite with writer Eric Roth and leading man Tom Hanks to adapt Richard McGuire's acclaimed graphic novel Here, which centers on one room and the people who come and go through it over the years from the past to the distant future. Good news, everyone, with a sliver of bad. Hulu announced Futurama will be revived for a 20-episode run in 2023. Along with creators Groening and Cohen, the classic voice cast are set to return, but for now with one beer-fueled exception. Original reports said John Bender, Bending Rodriguez DiMaggio, was still finalizing his deal, but less than a week later he took to Twitter to say it looks like he's out, feeling the entire cast should be paid more, and stressing zero judgment on his part against his castmates, he's not willing to bend for a lower price. Speaking of returns, at the oft-mentioned this episode Paramount meeting, the new Beavis and Butthead film was revealed to be titled Beavis and Butthead Do the Universe. The plot also revealed to concern a creative judge sentencing them to space camp in 1998, only for a space shuttle trip to go hilariously wrong as a trip through a black hole deposits them on modern-day Earth. The Freeman clan won't be coming back soon, though, it appears, as Deadline confirmed HBO Max has passed on the reboot of The Boondocks. Set to debut this fall with two seasons ordered, the streamer turned down the new take by creator Aaron McGruger for that would have had the idyllic suburb they moved to ruled with a neo-fascist fist by infamous reverse invitigo sufferer Uncle Ruckus. Sony Animation is, however, looking at other options. But at least a dream I've held since I read my first collection of the adventures of a neurotic puffin, I mean penguin, and a scraggly cat are coming true. Berkeley Breathitt is working with Fox to develop an animated series adaptation of Bloom County. He's going to bring justice to Acme, no matter how many coyotes get flattened. Variety reports John Cena assigned a star opposite certified genius Wile E. in Coyote vs. Acme, director Dave Green and writer Sammy Birch's adaptation of Ian Frazier's New Yorker article imagine what a lawsuit launched by the canine against the company whose faulty products have kept them from dining on Roadrunner for decades. Now we head into the second half with Talk Talk by The Music Machine.
You're about to receive on John Barleycorn, nicotine, and the temptations of Eve.
Mm-hmm.
parking by the sewer sign. Hot dog, my razor broke. Water dripping up the spout, but I don't care. Let it all hang out. Hanging from a pine tree by my knees, sunshine through the shade. Nobody knows what it's all about. It's too much, man. Let it all hang out. Saw a man walking upside down, my TV's on the blink. Made Galileo look like a Boy Scout. Sorry about that, let it all hang out. Sleep all day, drive all night. Brain my numb, can't stop now. For sure ain't no doubt, keep open mind, let it all hang out. Big brown moon, how does that mess your baby up leg? Eating a Reuben sandwich with sauerkraut. Don't stop now, baby, let it all hang out. Let it all hang out. Let it all hang out. Let it all hang out.
Forgotten Geek presents One Hitters 1967 continues on WGXC. Coming out of a set that began with the Music Machine's Talk Talk, which peaked at number 15 on January 14th. That was followed by pioneering garage band The Seeds' Soul Top 40 Billboard hit Pushing Too Hard, which made it on February 25th to number 36. We close with Let It Out, Let It All Hang Out by The Hombres, hitting number 12 on November 18th. Continuing on, here's Bob Crew Generation with Music to Watch Girls By.
Thank you.
That was the Fifth Estate with their rendition of Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead, going to number 11 on July 1st. Prior to that was Whistlin' Jack Smith's June 3rd number 20 peaking hit, Iowa's Kaiser Bill's Batman. And the set began with Bob Crew Generation's Music to Watch Girls By, the number 15 hit on February 11th. Today's penultimate set begins with the Blue Magoo's We Ain't Got Nothing Yet.
Yeah. doing time in the pulpit. Your sister's on a trip, your mama got a hip. Little girl, you looking no care. You won't look to fool you. You old book will fool you. Little girl, get hip to the confrontation of the fool I be. I talk about your fool I. Come on, talk about your show me.
Blue Magoos kicked off that set with We Ain't Got Nothing Yet, which peaked on Billboard at number 5 on February 11th. Then came Nikki Hokey by PJ Proby, making it on March 11th to number 25. The set closed with September 9th's number 20 spot holder I Wanna Testify by The Parliaments, who after a contract dispute, George Clinton would rebrand Funkadelic before reclaiming the original name as part of the Pioneering Funk Collective. We head into our final block of covers of other one-hitters of this year with David Bowie's version of the Easy Beats' Friday on My Mind.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to like me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks good. Wednesday just don't go. Thursday goes too slow. I've got Friday on my mind. Oh, the hell in my city. Be with my girl, she's so pretty.
twice more. There was nothing else that bugs me more than working for the rich man. Hey, I changed that scene one day. Today I might be mad. Tomorrow I'll be glad. 'Cause I'll have money on my mind. Gonna have fun in the city. A beautiful girl, she's so pretty. She looks fine tonight. She's out of sight to me.
Remember know. They call me Queen, but my nickname is... My mama named me Dana, but I switched that up too. Cause after a do, re, mi, fa, so comes up.